Coming up on episode number 399, it's the annual Coverville Christmas Spectacular, a name I just made up, featuring covers of some of your favorite Christmas classics as well as some not-so-famous Christmas classics. It's all coming up right now, yeah, on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is December 16th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, the holiday edition of Coverville. We celebrate Christmas, but we wish you a happy holidays, whatever holiday you celebrate, whether it's Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or whatever it is that you celebrate this time of year. Winter solstice, if you're into that. Tonight, you're going to hear a bunch of different covers of Christmas and holiday classics, things that you're familiar with, maybe some things you're not familiar with, and this hopefully will be the last year that I play a cover of Wham's Last Christmas, but I did have a really good one, so I wanted to bring that out, but it does seem like I've got one or two of those every year. Let's go ahead and get things started with a brand new track from a brand new album from a group that has been around a long while, The Smithereens, one of my favorites. Had the chance to speak to Pat D'Anizio this year, and in addition to their All Beatles cover album earlier this year, they've got a brand new one, which is called Christmas with the Smithereens. It's covers of Christmas songs, non-traditional ones, some covers of The Who, and some lesser-known Christmas classics, including this one, which is the Elvis Presley song that is not Blue Christmas. It's Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me, and it sounds a little bit like the Smithereens covering the Beatles, covering Elvis. I really like it. Hope you will too. Here's the Smithereens.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. Just need my baby's heart wrapped around me tight. Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. The Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow, but with my baby far away, good as mistletoe. Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make these reindeer hurry. Well, their time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas time until my baby's here. We'll fill my sock with candy, shiny toy. You wanna make me happy, Santa. You fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Whose baby's reindeer hurry? Well, the time is drawing near. Sure won't seem like Christmas time until my baby's here. Don't fill my sock with candy, bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy, Santa, and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Oh Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring
Born
That is Will Van Winkle with his take on Silent Night. You'll find that on his album, the 2001 album Christmas Halfway Around the World. Before that, Last Christmas. Yes, it's the Wham cover that I seem to find a new version of every year. This one's a great one, though. I'm happy to play it. It's the Fire Apes from the 2006 release A Very Merry Local Christmas, Volume 1, or Xmas, Volume 1. Of course, the original was by Wham. And then we started off the set with Santa, Bring My Baby Back to Me, by the Smithereens from their 2007 brand new release, Christmas with the Smithereens. This week's episodes of Coverville are brought to you by eMusic. Use the link on the right side of Coverville to get 25 free downloads from eMusic. They're MP3s. They are DRM free, which means you can listen to them on your iPod. You can listen to them on your Sansa. You can listen to them on your Zune. You can listen to them on your blah, 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 and your flee, flee, fleeing, and your, yeah, I don't know any of the names of the other MP3 players, but you can listen to them everywhere. You can burn them on a CD. You can do whatever you want with them. They're, once you get that MP3, it is DRM-free, so you can put it on whatever you want to listen to it on. There's plenty of great music available, both covers and non-covers, on eMusic, including the new release by They Might Be Giants and some of the covers you're hearing on today's show. A lot of stuff. Check it out, emusic.com. Use the link on the right side of Coverville to get your 25 free eMusic downloads. Well, my son and Tina and I, Tristan, Tina and I, all enjoy the holiday classics that they air every year. And I didn't realize how old some of these were. Some of these are from the 50s, and I guess that is probably pretty common knowledge, but it just blew my mind that some of these Rankin-Bass, claymation-ish kind of Christmas specials are from the 50s. They're that old, including this one. This one comes from, oh, I'm going to screw this up. I think it comes from A Year Without a Santa Claus, and you can definitely tell me if I'm wrong on that one. Love this version of it. I actually had a couple of different versions that I was wrestling with. Decided to go with this one because I think it's great. The Badleys with their version of Heat Miser. You can download this free from their MySpace page. Check it out, The Badleys. Here's Heat Miser.
Too much. Too much.
Mr. Green Christmas, he's Mr. Sun. Run away, he's Mr. it's too much.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I never wanna know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees.
Dark. No one knew he was there. All the who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer. So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down to the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns, pompanoos, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, thistle binks, popcorn and plums, and he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Originally from The Grinch That Stole Christmas, that is You Are a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, featuring the fantastic Amy Mann and Grant Lee Phillips there on vocals. That comes from her 2006 album, One More Drifter in the Snow. And the original was by Thurl Ravenscroft, who was also fantastic. We lost him a couple of years ago, but he was the deep, booming voice that did that song in the original, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, as well as the Tony the Tiger for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. Before that, you heard Christmas Time Is Here from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. The cover there was performed by Combustible Edison, a very rare track to find from a 1995 release called Combustible Christmas. And great track there. We start off the set with Heat Miser by the Badleys. That is a free download from their MySpace page. Get it while it's hot. I'll include a link on the show notes where you can go pick up a copy for yourself. One last set of music here. Let's go ahead and jump right into it with Happy Christmas, War Is Over, originally by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, covered wonderfully here by a favorite of mine, the Polyphonic Spree.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I was taking a ramble there one day about 3 years ago. It was the middle of the week, I think it was, and I was halfway between Puckon and Nina. I was looking for the Shannon. And I ended up in the mushroom field near Gortalacha. How are you? I stumbled into a fairy ring. Oh, Jesus, I couldn't get out. I was there for 3 days and three nights, wandering around in circles like a lunatic. I saw a fella come on the road. Hey, John, give us a hand to get out of this old fairy ring. But Jesus, he took me by the arm and he led me out onto the road. Where are you going, says I. I don't know, says he. Jesus, I'll go there too. So he took me to Paddy Kennedy's pub and Puck On into the Snug. Yeah. And he called for a drink. And then I called for a drink. And then he called for another drink. And I called for two drinks. And then we sat down and we had a drink. The old tongue started to loosen up and the old thoughts began to flow. But Jesse, he told me a few of his poems and they were marvellous. After a few drinks. Then I sang a song and he put on the jukebox. Jez, I heard this beautiful song, I'd never heard it before. It was all about a summer day in Siam and a rainy day in Soho and a pair of brown eyes and a coffin ship sailing across the broad Atlantic foam. The sick bed of Cuchulain. Ah, yeah. And then he went. It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and an old man said, son, I won't see another one. And then he sang a song. The rare old mountain dew, I turned my eyes away and I thought about you. Got on the lucky one, came in at 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When I first took your hand on a cold Christmas Eve, oh, I told you that Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome and pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, the crowd howled for more. Sinatra was swinging and all the crowd they were singing. Oh, we kissed in the corner and danced round the floor. And the boys from the New York Polly Square were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. A little love, a little love, a little love. I could have been someone, and so could anyone. I took my dreams from you when I first met you. I kept them with me, babe, and I put them with my own. I can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams all around you. And you're a bum, you're a punk, you're an owl whore and junk, lying there under the rip, nearly dead in the bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, me arse, oh, I'd rather be dead. And the boys from the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. Oh, I love you, baby. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you.
There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. It's a Shane McGowan from Puckon in the County Tipperary in the snow. And I took him by the hand and I gazed into his eyes and I kissed him on the lips and I said, Shane, I love you, baby, too.
By request, that is Christy Moore and his version of The Pogues and Christy McCall's Fairy Tale of New York. That you'll find that version on the 1994 live album, Live at the Point. And it was requested by Wayne. Let me read his email real quick. Dear Brian, 2007 marks the 20th anniversary of the release of what I consider to be the greatest song ever written and recorded, namely Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and the late Christy McCall. In honor of this occasion, I wondered if you could play a cover. There have been a few over the years, and some awful ones too, but the live version by Christy Moore is superb, and I don't think you've played this before. I've tried to analyze what it is that I like so much about this track, but I can't because it's simply perfect. Poor Kirsty is no more, but Shane and the boys, not often coherently mind, are still going strong. Thanks for all that you do for the citizens of Coverville. Yours is the best podcast out there, and long may it continue. Happy Christmas to you, Tina, Tristan, and all of the Coverville listeners. Wayne from the UK, the official Coverville UK correspondent. Thank you, Wayne. Great suggestion. Great email dedication. Thank you for turning me on to that version of Fairy Tale of New York. Before that, Happy Christmas, War is Over, performed by the Polyphonic Spree. You'll find that on the compilation Maybe This Christmas Tree, which was the third volume of the Maybe This Christmas compilation discs. We've got one more track, so don't leave just yet, but let me go ahead and give you all the particulars just in case you want to get involved with the show. You can email a request in, call a request in, or post something on the weblog. Everything you need is at coverville.com. The email address is coverville@gmail.com. The phone number, 206-222-COVER. The Coverville countdown is still going strong as far as votes, but you've only got a couple days left to vote. As a matter of fact, the voting ends, I believe, on Tuesday, the 18th. Yes, so you've just got a couple more days to vote. Also, if you want to contribute to the show by including an intro for a song, there are a few spots left, and I've just been told that the fine folks at PED, thoughtout.biz, I'm sorry, thoughtout.biz is the company, .biz, the product is the PED, which is a holder for your iPod Touch or your iPhone. It's cool. It holds it up at like eye level. And it even pivots so that if you're watching something horizontally on there, it pivots to the right orientation. Very cool. We're going to have three of those, two or three of those to give away, and I'll pick randomly from the people who contribute song entries or numerical entries for the Coverville Countdown song. So email me if you want a number and if you want your chance to win one of these PED iPod Touch or iPhone holders. Special thanks, Backbeat Media is the group that Coverville belongs to, and bandwidth for the show is provided by CashFly, as always, CacheFly, cashfly.com. We'll be back on Tuesday with the big 400th show, which is going to be a best of 2007, the best tracks from what I consider to be the best albums of 2007. All right, let's go ahead and get to this. It's the last song of the show. And strangely enough, it's not a cover. And it comes from someone who always does covers. This is a wonderfully perfect holiday-themed Las Vegas Christmas card from the great lounge singer Richard Cheese. It comes from his 2006 album, Silent Nightclub. It's going to go ahead and close out the show today. It's not Silent Nightclub. It's Christmas in Las Vegas. Once again, thank you very much for listening. Have a happy, happy holiday. We'll be back on Tuesday with the next edition of the show. And while you wait, like I mentioned, here's Christmas in Las Vegas by Richard Cheese.
Christmas in Las Vegas. Decorate your tree with chips. let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip. The wise men are rolling sevens, the elves are doubling down. Light a candle and pull the handle, I love that jingling sound. Every showgirl and boy ride in a sleigh of joy, pulled by eight tiny tigers eating Siegfried and Roy. Christmas in Las Vegas, what a town. Santa brought me two aces, I wonder if I should split. Hey waitress, bring me a drink while I think. What would Jesus hit? The strip lights are all twinkling, there's no room at the inn. But because 'tis the season, they'll comp a suite for Mary at the Wynn. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's Bethlehem with bling. Let's hope the dealer brings four newborn kings, 'cause my baby needs a brand new pair of five golden rings. Christmas in Las Vegas really swings. Cha-cha-cha-ching. I said Christmas in Las Vegas really swings.
Yo, yo, yo.
You said it, Santa. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Good night.